Saw Peter stands before a local Baptist congregation. He's wearing a red and white shirt and grins often as he delivers the weekly church and community announcements. Peter is Karen. That's an ethnic group from Myanmar. And for more than 100 Karen refugees in Delta, he's the go-to person for advice, translation, and other essential information. Even at church, Peter is approached by several people during a break in the service. Like the other refugees in this room, life hasn't been easy for Peter. As a young man, he smuggled his family to Malaysia because the government in Myanmar seized their farm and threatened to kill them. In Malaysia, Peter worked construction. He drove a car, whatever he could do to make a living. But he worried about deportation and the safety of his family. The police were corrupt too.
Malaysia also not safe for us, actually. The police, yeah, they arrest me 3 or 4 times. We need to give money. It's not easy for us. So my kids also cannot go to school, you know.
Thanks to a refugee resettlement program, Peter and his family came to Denver in 2010.
When I was in Denver, I'm happy. I'm happy now I am free. I'm already legally. And then also I knew that we are safe.
But as it turns out, Peter didn't feel safe in the big city life of Denver. He was concerned about his kids and especially about gangs. Like many of the Karen, he grew up in a rural community and he missed it.
I like place that, just like the small town. I want to live in the small town.
In Denver, Peter was active in his local church, and there he met Janet Johnson. She could see that Peter and his family were well connected to the area's Karen population.
They were very in touch with the community. They had a heart for their people. Just a natural leader for his people, he wanted to help them relocate.
Johnson did everything she could do to assist them in moving to Delta. And according to James Connolly, a local pastor, they were pioneers.
Saw Peter's family was actually the first family that uprooted from Denver and came over and planted here.
Once Peter settled in Delta in 2011, he helped other Karen refugees adjust to life here. While his English isn't perfect, the local school district hired him as a translator. And he assists the Karen with everything from government forms to communicating with doctors. He interprets for women in the delivery room, and even in one case, for a young Karen man in jail.
Actually, the leader, a true leader is about a lot of work. For me, I don't want to be leader. I want to be a helper, helper for them.
And Peter does what he does because it's the right thing to do.
Love. The important thing is love. Because we have love, so we can help each other, so we can help other people.
He's also found personal success in Delta. Peter is the first Karen in the community to purchase a home. And he also got his commercial truck driving license and landed a good job. He drives semis for Foster Farms.
The driving job is my dream job, because I'm very interested in driving. So I'm very happy.
And every Sunday, Peter and many of the Karen gather to worship at this Baptist church in Delta. For much of the past 2 decades, Peter's been on the move, but he says Delta feels like home. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.